Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you can't, you're going to need one of those miracle ears. Is everybody in? That wants in? Okay, I'm going to call the 2020 meeting to order. And first, I would like to ask Joe to open in prayer.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to go through the affairs of this church. It is our prayer that we would concentrate on the presentations and therefore understand all of the grace that is provided by you in order for us to continue to pursue truth through the communication of your word. We lift our prayer of gratitude in Christ's name. Amen.
Mr. Secretary, do we have a quorum? Did you hear that? Okay. I will now ask Gary, our secretary, to read the minutes from the 2019 meeting, congregational meeting.
You're going to hear some unique names. If you remember last year, Weldon was not here. There was I.
It's a little different. The annual congregational meeting for Grace Doctrine Church was held during the second session on Sunday, 24 February 2019. Pastor Joe Griffin called the meeting to order, and then he opened the meeting in prayer. Pastor Griffin asked the treasurer if a quorum was present, and the treasurer responded in the affirmative. Then Rick Sherrill read the minutes from 25 February 2018, and Pastor Griffin entertained a motion to approve the minutes as read. The motion was made by Mr. Tim Hunt and seconded by Mr. Tom Wojciechowski. The motion was voted on by the congregation and passed unanimously. Pastor Griffin then presented the agenda for the meeting, which was the approval of the minutes from the previous year's annual meeting, ratification of Pastor Griffin's nominations for the 2019 Board of Deacons, a 2018 annual financial report, Philippi Freedom Ministries update, and Joe Griffin Media Ministries update. Pastor Griffin proceeded with the ratification of nominations for the 2019 Board of Deacons. The ballots were distributed to the congregation. The votes were cast, ballots collected and counted, led by Tim Hunt. Pastor was informed that all nominations had been approved and successfully ratified by the congregation. Pastor Griffin then introduced Rick Sherrill for the presentation of the 2018 annual financial report. Mr. Sherrill reported on the finances for Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries. Pastor Griffin thanked Mr. Sherrill for his reports. Pastor Griffin presented an update for Joe Griffin Media Ministries. Then Pastor Griffin asked if there was any new business or questions, and since there were none, he entertained a motion to close the meeting. The motion was made by Mr. Tim Hunt, seconded by Mr. Jay Humphrey. The motion was voted on and passed unanimously, and Pastor Griffin closed the meeting in prayer.
Okay, thank you, Gary. At this time, I'll entertain a motion from the floor to ask to approve the minutes as read. Is there a motion? All right, Tom, is there a second? Okay. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. At this time, we're going to vote on the deacons that Joe has nominated for 2020. At this time, I'd like to thank Clay, who served very selflessly. He's unfortunately going to have to be moving. Let's say he wants to move, and he's not going to. He and his wife are not going to be here any longer, so I'd like to thank you for serving on the board. You'll notice on the ballot that Jay is going to be the replacement. He didn't give me speeches. He didn't make any posters, but he's on the ballot. If someone hasn't got a ballot yet, I need to remind you that only voting members of Grace Doctrine Church should get a ballot. If you're not a member of Grace Doctrine Church, I'm reminded of Rick saying, Rick Hughes, fake it till you make it. Did most of you watch the Super Bowl? I would just wonder, did you watch the halftime? Did you see? Did anybody think anything wrong with the halftime? Gee. I mean, it's. Joe, do they have sensors anymore?
Yes, they do. The sensors are people fully clothed
and allowed. No kidding. You know, it's gotten to the point, you know, Miley Cyrus can go out just in her underwear and lick a sledgehammer, and that's considered art. But when I do it, they ask me to leave Central Hardware. Or Home Depot. I guess there's not such a thing as Central Hardware anymore, is there?
Yeah, I only got one.
Okay. I might not get the vote. I don't see a ballot for me anyway. Maybe I'm a tiebreaker. Okay. Stuffing the ballots. Must be Democrats. Yeah. Okay, we're going to have some of the gentlemen count the ballots, and this will officially approve the lineup of the deacons for the year 2020. Upon the tallying of these votes, then those so elected will be ratified, and we'll have a new updated list of deacons. Oh, need some suspenseful music, maybe. This has been a tough year or two, especially for some of us. I know health-wise, Dana's had had problems with her health. I've had problems. I want to thank everyone for their prayers. Really appreciate that. There's other people in the congregation that have had health issues, and we pray for them. Prayer is very effective. That's why God invented this way to communicate with Him. He wants us to ask for things that we need, and He's all-knowing, all-wise, and gives us those things we need for life and godliness. I got two thumbs up, not just one, but two thumbs up. So all of the deacons are on the ballot were elected. Congratulations at this time. We're going to, I'm going to introduce Rick Sherrill for the financial report for Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries.
Thank you, Weldon. Good morning, everyone. I know you guys lay awake waiting for this, so I'm going to try to make this relatively short, focused, and simple. And last year I changed a few things around, and I'm going to do it a little bit again because I try to think about what if I were sitting on your side, and we can look at all the numbers, and that's kind of cool for just a small section of us nerds, but the rest of you really want to know, what does it mean? In other words, how do we look at the numbers and what do we think it tells us? So I'm going to try to do that. So that is my objective today, is to get the meaning, as well as the actual numbers, but to get the meaning. And to make sure, if you listen to nothing else I say, which is fine, is that the message of the day is we are good, that we're very fortunate, and my term is we're very blessed. Because I get to see all the how the sausage is made, if you will. You don't want to see that part, but we're doing well. And for the current time that we're in, I want to state this is not fake news. So we're good. All right. There you go. I've been corrected. A few years ago, I started putting together the balance sheets, which basically means what do we own as a church, what are our assets, and that's what's listed on the board today. Now, you can see those numbers, and you can read as well as anybody, but the two things I want to point out is the land and the building, that's what we actually paid for many years ago. Okay, so that's the book value, not the market value. It should be a little bit higher than the market, but that's interesting, and that says we have assets somewhere 2.5 to 3 million, depending on how you look at it. But all I care about is the number under liabilities that says zero. So we're extremely fortunate, and that's my message on this particular here. Once again, we're blessed in that we owe nothing. And that is not something a great deal of churches can say, but we can, and that always makes me smile. These are the funny numbers, and they are real. What I like to do is have you look all the way to, I think you're right, what's under the category 2019. Those are the numbers of the category for the Grace Doctrine Church. And the main one, as you go along here, we have roughly $260,000 of income by the gracious contributions and donations of all throughout our group. We are spending on this building about right at $50,000 a year last year. And the insurances were just under $30,000. Now, I'll go back to the building, and you can see last year was a higher number. But this year we're back in line with what's normal, and that was because of all the work we had to do outside on the parking lot. So we're right back into where we should be. The insurance is going up. We've been fighting the pressure for that for a long time. You guys know about that in your own world. We're doing the same. But that's up a little bit, but that's okay. And then you can see the child care and administration, things of that nature. Okay, that's interesting. What does it mean? When I look at the income, honestly, I just gather all the fun stuff, put it in the right buckets, and count it. We here have absolutely nothing to do about it. It's all on Joe's shoulders. Because very frankly, that's what they're here for. We're all here to hear what he has to say. And apparently they must be very happy with us, because what I find interesting about this, you look at the last 3 years, starting in 2017, 18, and 19, of our income. Can you say that? All of a sudden it went, whoop. So what does that mean? Where does that tell me? That tells me that there are a lot of very generous people, and also tells me that Joe is being very successful through the Internet, that our Dorito group is growing both in their happiness to contribute, but I believe in the numbers. Now, they'll talk about the number of people that are connected later, but whether those numbers, that's what I see. So we are really being very fortunate in that our income is going, because we can't control that part. But the part we, as in deacons and specifically myself as a treasurer, what I can have effect on is the costs. And so that's my message of where we are with GDC. So back to my original, we're good and we're very happy. We'll move on to media ministries. Same fundamental message here. You can see that we are worth roughly $180,000 in actual value, and that is all the equipment and all the things that we have and use, including is what let you hear me and those folks out there be able to see us. That's all in the media ministry stuff. And once again, on my piece of paper, I have a big smiley face next to the liability number of zero, and that's our message. So Told you I'm going to make this short. When we move into the media ministry income and expense category, what is fascinating to me is to look at the income category. This year we have $151,000 in contributions or donations. But look again, starting in 2017, it just went up. We got 3 years across. So that's good news to me. And it's consistent. It's not a one-year spike. And I couldn't be more grateful. If you add them to, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll do a combined one here next. On the rest of the expenses, we're pretty much right in line as we normally are. We go across, but if you look at the expense total, we're $125,000 this year, and we've been slowly trying to keep them under management for this, so that they're not going up, but also try to push them down. And the reason for that is we made a lot of equipment changes. You may remember talking about moving things to the cloud and things of that nature. That has allowed us to basically control and maintain our expenses, which we're very happy about. While at the same time, this year, and I've got to give Paul credit, he was able to put together the new app that a lot of you guys use on your phone that was paid for in the middle of all this while we're maintaining the expenses. So happy face right here. I show it to you on that piece of paper. We are very fortunate, and we've made a lot of good choices in the background that put us to where we are right now. So that's media ministries. Now, I'm going through this quick, and I'm not pounding on every single number. You guys can look at it, and if you want copies, I'll give you these copies. But the main message is exactly what I was saying again earlier. So I'm going to go to how I look at things, which is the combination of everything we just went through here. So I have lots of little scribbles on my, so I'm going to look at it, make sure I don't goof it up. If I were to give us a report card, it's not a report card to us, because if I look at the same numbers on the income, you do the combined income, we had $409,000 between the two organizations last year. You go back once again, 2017, and watch it, just boom, boom, boom. So all the Doritos, all the folks out there, you know, as it says in 2 Corinthians, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. I'm happy if you are. So that's the basic message of the income side as an overall. What is interesting to me, and this is just a side note, I get to see what most people don't see. I always joke that I just grab it, put it in a basket, put it in the right buckets, and make it look pretty once a year on pieces of paper. But I get to see the handwritten notes, and a lot of times I'll pass them off to Joe, and I get to see, get the phone calls from some of the people out there. I have yet to run into anybody that is, I'll call them a liberal, that's angry, that's unhappy. There's certainly issues. We'll screw something up from time to time. But we are so fortunate in our family here, congregation, that these folks out there, they're great. And so those things you guys don't normally get to know. On the expense side, again, you can see that we do everything we can to maintain it, and that's really what we've been able to do going all the way back to 2015, because we had expenses of $371,000. Now, again, we are still, you know, making improvements and things, but what all that tells me is our expenses are, we're doing our best to maintain them. The donations continue to come in. So if you ever wonder if this church is being blessed by the Lord God Almighty, it's right here. Anytime we need something, and I mean need, not want, but anytime we need something, somehow, some way, it always comes in. And for me, that's fascinating to see. So we can hear it from Joe talking about it, but to see it put in practice. So I guess, Joe, the good Lord wants you around a little longer, so do us all a favor and do exactly that. So that's pretty much where we are. If I look at all this, again, my message is that it's good. We have no complaints, and that from the donation side, it's all Joe, and he's doing great, so I give him an A+, as I did last year. And on the expense side, that's us, so I like to think we're at least a B+. We're doing okay. You know, we make mistakes, we do silly things, and if you like to fire me, you had your choice, you had your chance, you goofed, So I'll go along with the happy position. But on behalf of all of us here, the board and the guys who do the silly stuff behind, we just want to say thank you. We appreciate the putting up with us and the things that we do. But most of all, I can't tell you how I'm amazed how we continue to be blessed by God through our congregation overall, both in-house and the Doritos. So that's all I have to ramble on about. If you guys have any questions, be happy to do that, because this is not really thrilling, but my intent is to try to tell you what I think it says for what that's worth. So with that, our Commander-in-Chief is on the platform.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. At this time, the man who needs no introduction will be introduced, our pastor, Joe Griffin, and he's going to talk about the Joe Griffin Media Ministry update, its publication websites, and the mobile app. Oh, there you are.
Thanks, Weldon. First of all, before I begin my part of this, I'd like to salute Clay Johansson. We're going to miss him, but he's decided to go back home to South Carolina, and I don't blame him for that. Years ago, I did some work on our family tree and discovered that my grandmother's side came over here in 1675 and had a land grant from King, whoever it was at the time, in Southampton County, Virginia. And so they meandered down the East Coast and wound up in Camden, South Carolina. And ultimately, they came over to the Alabama division. So if I've been to South Carolina, I've forgotten it. And when I was there, I didn't know I was there. But my blood goes back to there. And so he's going back to what area of South Carolina?
Charleston.
Going to Charleston. Charleston's a nice place if you hadn't been, and he's going to live there. We appreciate the time you've spent here, because you were a loyal attendee, even midweek, you and your wife, and I appreciate that. But also, I appreciate your service to the Board of Deacons, so thank you for all you've done for our church during your tenure here. I've got some slides here to show you. Seems like I'm real good at that. So there's our agenda. We're going to talk about the publications, and we'll talk about website, and then the very interesting stats with regard to the mobile app. Let's take a look at the publications. We have over 3,200 books were distributed through Media Ministries, Grace Doctrine Church, and Philippi Freedom Ministries. What that means is that from those three organizations, we were able to distribute books. There were a little over 3,200 of those. This is interesting. People want books, but everything has gone electronic contrivance these days. And so you can go online to Joe Griffin Media Ministries, Grace Doctrine Church. And is this true on your website as well?
Yeah.
And you can, is audio on yours too?
No, just the books.
They're just, we don't have audio.
No.
Okay. The books can be downloaded on all three of these? I wasn't sure about yours. That's the reason I'm asking.
All work with, but we use the same web provider that you do.
Yeah.
And they just drug them over there, just like they're on your site, they're
yeah.
on ours.
Okay.
It allows inmates, families, and that to yeah. order books.
Okay. And Dana does this. Dana distributes.
She sends me the books.
Yeah.
I pick them up from her.
Okay. So there's the deal. I'm sorry for the delay, but I wasn't quite sure about Gary's participation in this. But all three ministries distribute these books. We have a number of books in the pipeline, but some problems have emerged with two basic books 3 and 4, that are being edited. I want to tell you that when I first taught the basic series, it began in the early part of 1989. and I had notes in my binder, and nobody else got to see these. And so I taught off of my, call them binder notes, but there were no pages were printed out and handed to the congregation, so that my grammar and spelling and punctuation and all of that was secretly known only to me and those brilliant people like the lady I'm looking at here who understand that kind of thing. But nevertheless, it was not distributed. And so it was decided at some point that we would publish these so that people could have the basic series. And all that happened there is Carol Allen took my notes, typed them in electronically, and from that electronic capture, we were able to put together four books. The four books are sequenced so that if a person receives book one and doesn't like it and doesn't want to go any farther, that's fine. But if they want book two, then they can get it. And so if a person's positive, they can work through all four books. And that sequence is also practiced by Gary with the people in the prisons. And it's also generally done by anyone who wants the basics. They start with book one. If they like book two, then they can go through the series. So that's what we have with regard to the basics. And you'll see that running from left to right. Those are the four basic books. Joe Hunt's book you're familiar with, that was done before Joe Hunt died. There's a second edition that we have now. A few things were added to the original publication. So the second edition of Joe Hunt's book, Who Loves You, has been one of the best sellers. I'm not surprised at that because of Joe Hunt. One Day at a Time was the first big book we did, and then we have our Constitution, I think it is. Church Constitution is in it. We have the 40 proclamations. We have the United States Constitution. We have the Declaration of Independence and things of that nature. And so it's a handy book if you need any of those three things to look at. Then we started doing some smaller books having to do with what I've done down in Shreveport. There are three Shreveport books on this particular layout here: Gospel's Missionary Journey, Whirlwind, and The Divine Decree. We have several books John Smith has finished and is ready to go, but everything is on hold until we manage the problem with books three and four of the basic series. So that's what we got going there with the publications. Website update. These are web stats that Paul has put together. Number of unique visitors in 2019, 9,509. Average number of Doritos in groups per live Bible class, the average out there is 181. That means 181 hits, I think is the term that's used. We know of several groups around the country that people get together at someone's home or central location and listen. Gary told me one story here a while back about a group up in Michigan where a number of people get together on Sunday, something like that. And so there's more than one or two there. And so I don't have any idea of that number. But we felt a conservative way to estimate how many hits we're getting per Bible class was double whatever the hits were. And I'll do round figures, a little less than 400 on average throughout the year. Google group members are 703. That means the class notes that you receive through Google group, there's 703 subscribers to that that get the... When I send that out, I'm just sending it to the Google group. Paul keeps up with the number of people who subscribe to that. But at this moment, there are 703 subscribers to that. And that turns out to be 1,703 pages every time I send one out. So that's what you've got with this. Worldwide Dorito Distro. Bushin. Unique users by country. Okay, this is for the year of 2019. And we had 9,509 users to come to our website. 8,501, or 88.9%, were in the United States. Coming in second place was Australia. Now, there's some Doritos in South East Australia I communicate with, about four or five families down there. But nevertheless, somehow the rest of the continent, it is a continent. It's a continent that people live on the edges. and 163 users there. France is interesting to me. Is 130. South Korea has 101. Canada 100. China, more do they need this? 96. India 60. Japan 39. Brazil 37. And the United Kingdom 33. Someone asked me who the 10th place was, and I said, I don't know. It's probably just three or four. Probably Paul didn't want to show that one. But that's the distribution of Doritos. Unique users by country. Then we go to live and archive video streaming. The first column you see is live streamers for the entire series. And so we've got two completed series, James chapter 3, verse 1, James chapter 3, verse 2. Under James 1, live streamers for the entire series was 22,407. Archive streamers of the entire series was 418. In other words, if you didn't see it live, then you can go catch what you missed. And therefore, the archived was 418. Average streamers per Bible class was 126, and you double that number. James 2, 33,813 live streamers. 1,019 came back electronically. And then average streamers per Bible class was 162, and you double that. James 3, we had, our 90th entry into James 3 today. So the stats were pulled after 88 Bible classes. 15,550 live streamers so far. Archive streamers for the entire series so far is 2702. And average streamers per class is 207. So that's I can do that math. That's 414. So you get the idea of how widely our Bible classes are being utilized by electronic contrivances. I want to, some of you, if not all of you, but at least many of you have decided to utilize what's called the mobile app. I know that that's available. I'm going to talk to it for a minute here, but I'm not really sure what this is. But nevertheless, I'm going to tell you how to do this in case you're interested. Media Ministries released a new version of mobile app in 2019. App provides mobile access to, live and archive class audio and video. Secondly, class notes and visuals. Electronic copies of JGMM books. And so that all can be accessed from an app which somehow has gotten onto your phone. Now, if you're interested and don't have this app, the poop sheet at the bottom is instructive. To install the app, open the App Store on your Android or Apple device, search for Joe Griffin Media Ministries, and choose Install. I'm just curious, have any of you done this, if you'll raise your hand? Oh, so you know how to do this stuff, okay. Joe Hunter, do you have this app? Oh, interesting. Well, instead, if he can do it, anybody can. But it seems if you can spell Joe Griffin Media Ministries and hit install, it will happen. So there you go. Electronic contrivances. Okay. Access audio, video, notes, visuals, and books. This shows printouts from the websites, I assume. This from website?
That's from the app.
From the app. Well, Paul, it looks real nice. Yeah. On the left, you have Bible classes. You can see the JAS3 code there. And then secondly, we have, why is that different from the other? It's live? The second one is live. Oh, it says listen. You punch that and you can listen. Okay. Then you move over to the next one. You have live video stream. You can do that on your phone. Hold it up. Okay. Get chronic elbow. And then the last one is the books. You can, what can you do with the books? Oh, can read them. That's very instructive. Well, I'm very impressed with all that. Paul comes up with all of this stuff. And I don't know what we'd do without Paul. He decided that we were going to go to the cloud. And I thought that was dangerous. And then I found out it wasn't really the cloud. It's a place down in Texas or somewhere that's a big building. And it has servers, like 1,000 or 5,000 servers. And used to, we had one backup, and when A failed, it would go to B. And then when B failed, we were done. Stick a fork in us on that one. And so you just can't afford to have 50 or 100 of these things sitting around somewhere. If things go wrong with A, then you can go down the line. They have like thousands of them. So when you're online with the new system, it's rare for you to lose contact. Mobile app installs and usage. Let's look at that. This is interesting. What does iOS mean? Oh, and that other one is the Android. I'm being educated here. You say, well, why didn't you look at this sooner? I looked at it sooner. I've been through this. When we came out with the app in August, not many people knew about it, but then they learned about it in September, and it went up pretty high, and then it's tapered off because everybody that wants it pretty much got it, I guess. Well, we are going to give you, I think it's right here. No, excuse me. I think right here, if there's anybody that wants to do this install, that's how you do it. And so I think I've told you all I need to know. So that's the deal here as far as Media Ministries is concerned. I want to tell you about, take about 3 minutes here. When we began doing Bible classes over a telephone line, down in Chesterfield, then people would accumulate over at Mel Turner's house, and about 10 or 11 or 12 of those people would congregate there. And then Paul decided we needed a website. And so I said, what would we need to do to have a website? He says, I'll take care of it. So we got a website. And the website, therefore, has expanded to the point of where you've seen the progress of that today. At some point, we formed Joe Griffin Media Ministries. A question may arise, why did you do that? Well, I've been here over 35 years, but it was no guarantee at the time, which was in the late 1990s, that I wouldn't be fired pretty soon. And so I consulted with Baraka Church and was told that, and when we were down there, when we were living in Houston, they decided to form R.B. Thiem Jr. Bible Ministries. The rationale for doing that is, A, if the colonel should retire, that wouldn't affect Baraka Church. And so he can operate, and still does, his organization is operating as R.B. Thiem Jr. Bible Ministries, which is a separate 501c3 from Baraka Church. And so I was instructed that when you leave, you don't need to have your stuff under the umbrella of Grace Doctrine Church, nor do they want it there. And so I was recommended to form a 501c3. I just followed the colonel's lead on that. I was in media a long time and understood the concept of media. Media is plural. Medium is singular. And so we have books. We have electronic contrivances and so on you go. And we've been through that this morning. And so I wanted to call it Media Ministries. He calls it R.B. Thiem Jr. Bible Ministries. I just put Joe Griffin Media Ministries. I'm following his lead. So the websites are the three W's, joegriffin.org. His thing is rbthiem.org. And mine's Joe Griffin. So whatever he does, I just follow. And so that gives you a little background on what we've got, why we have it, the purposes behind it, and how you access it, and why it's separate from Grace Doctrine Church. Any questions? Thank you for your support. Well done.
Thank you, Joe. Well, we've come a long way. For y'all who remember being in Chesterfield, when I first got there, I guess in 1990, if it rained hard, we had to quit teaching because the noise on the roof was so loud that Joe couldn't be heard. So, wow. Next, we're going to have Gary Watson come up. He's been busy as usual, and he's going to report on how Philippi Freedom Ministries is doing and bring us up to date.
I promise I'll go quick. My wife made me promise. I've got to make sure I thank her. She does an incredible job. And it seems like every time I leave, something bad happens. A couple of years ago, my furnace went out in the middle of winter. And then a trip ago, our dishwasher went out. This week, I'm out of town all week. I leave last Saturday. I had two kids in the hospital this week. So Laura's been quite busy, and she's been amazing holding down the fort. And I could not do what I do without her help. So I really appreciate her support. Joe, thank you, and for allowing me to come and stand here also mid-year the last couple of years. Thanks, Joe. And Weldon and the Board of Deacons and Joe Griffin Media Ministries, thank you for all your support and kindness that you show me. And Paul, I call him on the road and say, or send him a text, Paul, I've recruited more people. Can they sign up for the Google group? And Paul graciously, no matter where he's at, he sends me a text back and says, okay, they've been sent a confirmation so they can accept or reject it, and they do accept. And one Omaha Pete's listening today. He's a truck driver, and he couldn't get set up, and Paul took care of it in about 30 minutes. So it's great. Thank you for everybody for the prayers. It's an honor to be part of Griffin's Bunch and to be able to go out and tell people about your ministry. We had a neat thing this week where we got a phone call from Judge Sloan in Tennessee, who had with him the Surgeon General of the United States of America. And Dana graciously pulled together the theology of neurology that Judge Sloan told him about, and they'll go in the mail tomorrow, and he's been asked to be added to our prayer list, and is going to go out and beat some bushes and tell them about our ministry. So it's pretty neat how the Lord keeps opening doors. Let's see. I got to also thank all the people that help. We have about 40 Doritos and people locally who support us. Everything from doing the newsletter to these problem-solving device bookmarks. And I've got something else to show you that we've created that says bad decisions limit future options on the front in red. And on the back, it says good decisions broaden future options. And then underneath, it's the gospel message of faith alone and Christ alone. And it's what we're going to give out in the prisons, because the chaplains, they don't like to, the inmates just don't want to read those pamphlets. It's too much. They get overwhelmed. But one bookmark like this that they can stick in their pocket, lay on their bed, pass out. So we got those there at the printer right now, making copies for me, running. You can imagine with 1,600 inmates how many certificates you have to do in a month's time, getting the copies out. Let's see, developing newsletters. I just could go on and on, grading the test. We have 34 people that do nothing but grade tests, and that's all they do across the United States at both Baraka. We have them down in Tallahassee. We have them in Albany, Georgia, Kentucky, California, Michigan. So we've got Doritos all over the country grading tests. We're rewriting all the tests. It's been a big year and a good year. I've got nothing to complain about. The Lord continues to open the doors, and we continue to step through them. I still travel with Rick Hughes. We haven't had a lot of trips lately, but we were together last week, and then I'm getting ready for a busy part of my schedule, and thrown in there will be 2 weeks at Baraka, and Baraka contacted me. In fact, I was on the phone yesterday with the chairman of the missionary board, and I will be giving a missionary update for the first time from the pulpit at Baraka on the second Wednesday night in March. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's kind of neat, Joe. I've never been in that pulpit, so it's my opportunity, and I promise I'll make you proud. We won't mess up. Still doing the Wounded Warrior events. We have our first one coming up this year, the first week of April, and that'll be in New Braunfels, Texas. So we're still doing that on a consistent basis. We send out your notes, Joe. 800 inmates receive your notes every month. That's 10 pages times 3. We send out 3 documents, which is 30 papers or 30 pages to 800 inmates. And that list is kind of stabled out as the correspondence courses and our DVD and our MP3 groups have grown. Now, they've grown less notes, except that we send more notes to the chaplain so they can hand them out at each class. So it's changing in the way where we just sent out 800 sets of notes, and inmates had to read them in their bunks or in their cell blocks or in their cells. Now they get them, and they can study them right along with the class just like we do here. So that's pretty exciting. I brought along a few letters. I always have to read them because it's fun, and hopefully you find them encouraging. Thank you for your Bible studies. Please keep them coming. I thoroughly enjoy them, plus they are a blessing. Thank you. Also, I would like to know if you could send them to my son as well. He is not in prison. I just want him to learn about God. Please let me know, and I will send you his address. On the surface, that's very encouraging, but I can never let down my guard. I'm dealing with inmates. Recently, I received a letter, and you get all excited. I think, Joe, if you get a letter from a Dorito, it says, can I sign up my sister or my daughter? Sure, no problem. When I get them, I have to think through it. I can't just send it, because recently they wanted me to look somebody up that they hadn't talked to. It was a sister that they hadn't spoken to in 3 years, and come to find out it was a victim, and they were trying to track down the victim. 10 years ago, I would have sent that right to them. Didn't understand the system. Now I understand, so I had to turn him in and get an investigation going, because he was trying to find somebody he had victimized. So you can never let your guard down. I never send something to anyone unless they specifically request it. In the case like this, I wrote him back and said, have your son drop me a note, or have your wife or ex-wife send me the note, or your mother, and we'll get it taken care of immediately. But I can't send them out. I won't. Baraka and Rick Hughes, any inmates request, any letters they receive, our family members, they call me and give them to me, or they send me an email with all the information attached so I can handle it and take care of it for them. That's an honor to do, but I understand the system. I understand how it works. But not only can you not let your guards down when you're there, you can't let it down when you're on the outside either, because they're always looking, in a lot of cases, to get something or to do something or to pour something over your eyes. I get asked for a Bible every day. I can tell you this, they're never going to get a Bible. You asked, you're not getting one, because you need it for some other reason, not for the purpose we give out Bibles for. So they don't realize that, but when they write me, I just throw them in the trash can. That's where it goes. And then usually another letter will follow that they need a dictionary, a Bible concordance, a different Bible than the one they requested the first time. And they name all the specific stuff, and you just have to ignore it. You can't let your heart bleed for them and say, oh, wow, these guys are really positive. I want to give this to them. And it's the ladies, too. Take my word for it. It's the same. It doesn't matter who's writing. Our study course, the Lord has continued to grow with 1,646 inmates currently doing this study course across the United States. That's in 365 different prisons and 1,646 inmates. We have seven who have completed 59 books over the last 72 months. So we need more books, Joe, because there's only 59 books. With the colonels, Bobby's book on Esther, your books and Rick Hughes' books, it comes to 59 books. So I need more. I've got these folks on hold. We're also working on a final exam. And in fact, Camellia, I don't see her here, but she has taken all the study guides, and she's pulling questions off every one of them for me and putting together a big final exam that whenever they finally get done with it, they can take the final exam, but no books on the final exam. On all the other exams, they have the books. If they saved them, they can obviously check them. If they didn't, we'll just see how they do. But it's been pretty exciting. We just redid The Integrity of God, and we redid Christian Suffering and Christian Integrity. So these people who are done with the 59, I'm going to have them redo those books because they're more in-depth, a lot tougher study aids this time. I'm going to have them redo those while I'm waiting for more books. That'll take them about 6 months to complete those. I've been getting a lot of calls lately from people wanting to join up together. It's been amazing. People I haven't heard from in years, people who all of a sudden heard about our study course, they're calling, wanting to team up. Oh, we can be buddies. How about if we put our two ministries together? I had a person call me recently and said, man, I'm really good at getting money in. I'm a good fundraiser. And I said, you've obviously never looked at 2 Corinthians, where we're not to be peddlers of the Word of God. And that ended that conversation pretty quick. They weren't very interested in discussing anything after that. We also have some husband and wives that are doing the courses, people who have been released from prison, continue to do the courses, and that's pretty exciting. We don't stop. We don't throw them under the bus. Just because they've been released, you say, well, get them under a qualified pastor. Get them listening to Joe. I try to. But they're just got out of prison. They don't have any money. How are they going to get a computer? You know, how do they, you know, they're in a halfway house. When the time's right, we'll provide them with the computer. We'll take care of them so that they can get Joe live. That's my job. But for the first couple of months, we still send them the course. Our job is to take care of them, and that's what we do. Here's an inmate that just wrote. He said, I would like to say thank you in the ministry for allowing me the privilege to partake in your Bible studies during this confinement. I have participated in a number of different studies to further my knowledge and understanding and strengthening my faith. And I can honestly say that Philippi Ministries is by far my most favorite to date and the toughest I've ever done. The teachings of Mr. Joe Griffin and Pastor Thiem is so intense, practical, and explanatory that one cannot help but learn and embrace, and most importantly, share what I've learned to others in my cell block. The purpose of this letter is to inform you that your ministry, to inform your ministry that by the Father's grace I have been allowed the chance at freedom from prison through parole. I'm very grateful for his faithfulness and for this opportunity. I will begin my exit from prison in the next couple of days. I'm excited and anxious. I'm hoping that I can continue the Philippi Ministries Bible studies even after prison. I will add my new address at the bottom in case that is possible. We get those all the time, and we continue to support them. I probably ought to show some of these slides. Let's see. Okay. That's the 365 prisons running from Hawaii all the way up to Berlin, New Hampshire, and all the way down to Coleman, Florida. Every type of facility you could think of, federal, state, we're there. There's a few jails mixed in. I hate jails, so the Lord fortunately does not send me to too many jails. So don't know what to tell you about that. It grows every year. None of that's been by advertising. Three ways they get the information. When they get into prison, they get classified. The chaplains at the Federal Transfer Center in Oklahoma City, Chaplain Entz, Chaplain Taylor at the Joe F. Gurney Unit in Palestine, Texas, Chaplain down in Bon Terre, Missouri, at the Eastern Regional Diagnostic and Correctional Center. That's all classification units. Centralia, Illinois, chaplain there. When they come in and meet him, the last thing he gives them is who loves you. When they leave there, they go to wherever they're supposed to be. They classify them if they've got a drug problem, if they're violent, if they're gang members. And that determines what level of facility you go to. When they go, they take those books with them. And if they're not interested, it doesn't matter. What they do is they pass that book on to somebody who is. The Lord takes that book from the uninterested party and gets them in the interested party. And that's how we spread all over. Not one drop of television ads, and we've not been in any newspaper. There you go. So that's God's amazing grace. We continue to grow our MP3 groups. My job is to get them under a qualified pastor. You can't be there every day. None of us could be. Even if I didn't travel to other facilities, I could teach a Bible class every day in these prisons in the state of Missouri. But because you got to let the Wiccans in and do their job, the Muslims, the sweat lodges, and all that kind of stuff, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Catholics, they're only going to give you 1 or 2 days. You can't get any consistency over 1 or 2 days. But if you set them up with a MP3 group and provide them everything they need and send them the notes, chaplain puts them in a room, hooks them up, off they go, then you can build some consistency and momentum. So that's how we've done it, and that's worked perfectly, and we're not going to change. So when we get some I'm always looking for positive volition. When I go there, I'm looking to see if there's a core of positive volition. So I teach my Bible classes. I always start with the gospel, then lead them to rebound, then the faith rest drill, and I'm looking for any positive volition. I leave my name. If anybody writes, we can determine if there's anybody positive. We start them on the course, get them the notes, And then from there, once we have a pocket, I go to the chaplain, tell him what we have, and can I set up a group so that these individuals can study the Word of God a minimum of 4 hours a week. And when they get the commitment, we ship them in everything they need. And if you get a facility where you have some that are really positive, we'll provide them with individual MP3 players. They can't have them in their cells, but the chaplain can check them out, give them the disc, off they go. And then I just keep supplying. The chaplain will send me a note and say, we need the next set. I have a big spreadsheet. We send it out. And that's how we keep going. We've been able to download and make available to the federal inmates Joe's basic classes, and we're getting ready to add additional studies to that. To date, we have had 12,316 downloads of your basic classes to inmates, five at a time. That's a lot of effort to get 12,000 when you can only get five each time, at no charge to the inmate. I don't joke when I said I'm your biggest recruiter. I'm loving this.
Does this include the federal?
That's what that is. That's what that is. And I have a big meeting up there in March that someone has set up for me. And just, I'm not going to say anything else about it, but just keep that in your prayers. But the Lord's going to use that, I think, to open even more doors as we go up to Washington, D.C. in April, actually, it is. Let's see. We continue to teach Bible class and look for Positive Volition. I told you that. We have 46 tape groups across the country there. We launched our new and revised courses. They're out there. We continue to update and improve courses. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. And I just try to go through them. We have a group of Doritos that are going through each one, and they're looking to graders if they see something. And we've got inmates who write a note and say, I don't think this is right. You might want to look at it. And many times I can find the answer in the book, and it pops out at me, and I'll write them back and say, thanks, but here's the right answer. It's on this page. And sometimes it's, you're right. I write them back and say, great job. You know, thanks for fixing it for us. Our prayer list is completed and out there, and I'm going to get it to Dana once a quarter so that it can be available to anybody that may want to pray for inmates or family members. We're going to do our horse camp again in September. We had a great response last year, and we're going to do that again in September. We got our new website and logo launched, and Paul was very instrumental in hooking us up with the right people so we could get that done. And it makes it easy because they're the same people that you use. So when you get a new book, they can just drag it over and keep it real simple. 1,646 inmates doing the course. Actually, that's 46 tape groups and over 12,360. Downloads of Joe's message, and we've developed a couple new bookmarks. I showed you one that I have up here, but this is the one I told you about, Bad Decisions Limit Future Options, and that's the green at the top, that's the back side, and it'll just be front and back, and they'll be available, and Joe, if it's okay, I'll bring some into church, anybody that wants them, but it's got the gospel laid out very clearly, and we end it, it's up to you, your choice, and then we got the contact information there. Trying to think what I got another couple letters for you. This is from a judge. The depth of material used by Mr. Watson is unparalleled. The topics covered are wide-ranging, yet the course material is designed in such a way that the concepts and principles are layered together and built upon each other. The result is a student of these materials has the opportunity and privilege to grow spiritually regardless of their present physical environment. These courses and materials used are all provided at no charge to the recipients and facilities. It is all provided by the gracious donations of people that support this ministry. The work that Mr. Watson and Philippi Ministries engage in supports our nation's sheriffs, chaplains, wardens, and jail or prison administration. And by way of example, the recidivism rate for men that successfully complete Mr. Watson's courses is incredibly low. This is a circuit court judge who's been in Washington, D.C. The last 3 weeks for meetings. He's an incredible man. He loves Bible doctrine. He loves Joe Griffin, and the Lord is using him. This letter was a letter he sent to the governor of Tennessee and to the head of the Tennessee Department of Corrections. And if you go back, just a couple years ago, we didn't have any stars in Tennessee. And now you can see what's happened there. And the same with the MP3 groups. Run through some quick pictures. The one on the right there is an old student. That ugly guy over there that I'm laughing with. You might even remember seeing him before, Joe. Oh, okay. Rick Schulte. Yeah. Here, on the left-hand side, that is another judge in the state of Mississippi. He's a juvenile judge. And I met with him this week, and he wants to find a way to incorporate our books somehow to get these juvenile offenders to do the course. A lot like Judge Sloan's done with this transition house and getting doctrine introduced there, how he can get that set up. The other guy has become a good friend. His name's Buddy. He was actually in a bad motorcycle accident, and he took me all around. He was so positive to Bible doctrine. He took me to meet the judge and other sheriffs, and there were some trustee inmates working on some cars in a garage, and he had another deputy get him in the car and drive him over so I could hand him a book and give them the information so they could sign up for the course. And he sent me a note via text, said the inmates had already written, and by Monday I should have their note requesting Bible study materials. And I was just with him last week. That's Chaplain Schoenberger at the largest prison in the state of Tennessee, 2,800 inmates. He had me come down, and after I spent 3 days teaching the inmates, then he had me speak to all the volunteers that come into the prison along with the wardens and their staff. So that's him introducing me up there before I spoke to them. And I did make a lot of friends with the inmates. I mean, the volunteers. One individual prayed. And by the time he was done, I thought I was going to throw up. And it was unbelievable. It said, it is challenging, this is from Chaplain Schoenberger, it is challenging for Bible-believing chaplains to find resources for prison inmates that are doctrinally solid, fundamental in emphasis, and that enables the student to grow deeper in the knowledge of the Scripture. I have found that resource with Philippi Ministries and Grace Doctrine Church. By completing the correspondent courses, the inmates will have a well-rounded foundation of Bible doctrine. What better use of an inmate's time than to study these outstanding materials? My relationship with Brother Watson, I'm a brother now, and his ministry has grown through the years, and we give out Philippi study resources every day. He goes on to thank us for all the stuff we send him and how appreciative he is. So that's Chaplain Schoenberger, put a face with a name. Former inmate who's now going into the prison. He's on doctrine, him and his wife, and we're going to add his son to the prayer list, who's very sick. But Chaplain, I got him hooked up with Chaplain Schoenberger, and he's going to lead our MP3 groups in the prison now. He's a former prisoner. He's on Bible doctrine. He lives in Nashville, and he's going to drive the hour up and actually lead. He did his training on the 29th of January to be able to go in. So that's pretty cool. That's another inmate there that came to see me. He had only been out of the prison 2 weeks, and he came to Bobby Thiem's Bible Conference in Michigan. He brought his mother, his sister, his daughter, and they drove up both nights, 2 hours each way, because he has to stay at home overnight, to come and be able to be a Bible class. So he drove there to listen live. We hung out together. It was real exciting. This is Judge Sloan in the suit next to me laughing. And then this group is all ladies who are on Bible doctrine, who are going in. And I told you, Joe Hinder and Joe, about Melanie, the older lady. That's her, the little short lady, right there in the front next to the lady in the white. She goes in the prison every day to the ladies' prison and puts in the MP3s, does prayer with them and sits there with them, and then leaves and goes to the next prison to do it in Knoxville, Tennessee, every single day. And she's in her mid-70s. She takes books in by the case. Her husband puts them on a little roller. Suitcase roller, and she rolls them in there and makes sure there's plenty of books in the library. The lady to her left has her degree in forensic psychology, and she has her law degree, and she's a clerk now for Judge Sloan. And he, when had her at the dinner table there, he said, "Now you got to listen to Pastor Griffin and do the theology of neurology, because you've already a psychologist." So now he's got her listening to it and the other people in the office. Dana made those, and they listen to him as a group in their office. So, Joe, you're famous. Okay, these two ladies are at the transition home, and they've been studying with us a couple years. And the neat thing about that is we got the judge and the sheriff to release them so they could go to Bobby Thing's Bible conference and listen two nights at the conference. And we had them hauled up there by a vehicle, brought back, hauled up there, brought back. And that's those two ladies right there. And they're both, the one on the right is completely out of prison now and on probation. The other one's still in prison. Those are all sheriffs and chief jailers. We had breakfast. Judge Sloan got them all together. And the sheriff with the, where is he? Oh, with the big hat on, he actually leads the MP3 group at his jail with the inmates. And those are all, and one guy in the mustache that looks like Wyatt Earp there, he's actually the prosecuting attorney. Everybody else are voted in as sheriffs. And that's it. I won't bore you with a bunch. I could go on and on. I could stand up here all day. So, yes.
Off the record right now.
For the Surgeon General?
Yeah.
Oh, no. The Surgeon General met with Judge Sloan this week. And, in fact, I got a text Thursday or Friday. And the Surgeon General, I got his name right here. I can tell you exactly who it is. United States of America Surgeon General. And he is actually now wants to be put on our prayer list. Dana made me the MP3s, which we'll send to him tomorrow. And he wants to help us in any way we can and beat the bush. And he wants to listen to the MP3s that we just got for him. And he's going to get on our Google group. We're going to sign him up for that. And I got a picture of him here somewhere, Judge Sloan and him. Here he is, because they sent those little hearts back. I was so excited. You won't be able to see it, but I can tell you, that's Judge Sloan and the Surgeon General of the United States of America. And his name is, because I don't know him, I can tell you right here, Dr. Jerome Adams. And he is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's fired up. And you can see right there, I'm with our nation's Surgeon General. He was there in Tennessee, and then he flew back to Washington, D.C. to be with him. And the Surgeon General is going to hook us both up to the invitation to the National Prayer Breakfast. So Judge Sloan had one this year. So next year, the Lord allows it, I'll get to go. Yes?
You run into situations where some of the chaplains have pushback from their bosses or the boards of these different prisons. Or do they have a free hand in pretty much the spiritual welfare of these inmates?
As long as everybody gets a chance, the administration doesn't care. The problem comes in is with the chaplains. Because if they're Pentecostal, they don't want you. I can tell you that right now. If you're Church of Christ, they don't want us. Because they want you to stand up there and say that you got to be baptized to be saved, and I won't do it. It's not true. And I lay it out for them, and many times they say, don't come back. But the interesting thing is inmates have their own volition, and they can write. And many times I've been in a facility where there's been chaplain. I was one time asked to leave a facility because I taught rebound. And I thought, well, this would be perfect timing. I was in Georgia. And I thought, if I leave now, I can make it home for Bible class. It was like 9 o'clock. So I drove to Paducah, turned the car up as hot as I could get it, turned it off, went to sleep. When it got cold, I woke up, went to the restroom, jumped back in the car, and I pulled into Grace Doctrine parking lot about 9:15. Perfect time. So she threw me out and allowed me to get here, so I didn't care. But she wanted me not to teach that. And the example that I used for her, Joe, this ties into what you're saying about these people in Congress. Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God doesn't hear my prayers. How can you deny something's got to happen? How do you get rid of that iniquity?
Maybe we could get a list of positive chaplains, a prayer list. I don't know if you could squeeze it on our bulletin.
We could. Or I could make an insert for you.
Yeah.
We have a lot that really, like this Chaplain Taylor, down in Palestine, Texas. You know how many prison ministries there are in Texas? Lots. The book they get is Who Loves You? And they have a resource book list down there, and most prisons do. And Philippi Freedom Ministry is the top one for those chaplains that support us. And you can tell we obviously have a lot of support, 365 locations. So, yeah, we could do that, and I will do that, Weldon, because we got some good... Like this chaplain, Schoenberger, when I called him about that young man, Chase, told him the background, he goes, have him call me. He goes, we're going to keep this going, and I need somebody here for your classes every day when we have them, and you can't be here. So I got another letter here from him where he says, I can't wait for you to come back and be here. So it's... The Lord opens the doors, we're just stepping through them. And none of this has anything to do with me. This is not my material, this is Joe's material. It's Colonel Thee's material, not my material. I just plagiarize him. No? And a study that we've really had be successful lately, I've been doing the difference between a man and a male. And, you know, I start out and I get them laughing by saying, you're not a man because of the equipment you were born with. And they all get a big laugh and they're pointing at each other, you know. But, you know, it talks about momentum and the ability to accept authority, and you're not arrogant and you're noble as a man. And as a male, you don't have any momentum. You're arrogant. You don't like authority. You're a loser because you operate on your emotions. And we break that out and teach that, and I draw it to M-A-N and lay it out, and it's been really great. And the other thing is, Rick said I ought to write a book about the things I've learned that would help the inmates. And I always tell them that when you accept Christ as your Savior in prison, you're either all in or you're all out. And by that, I mean you can't ride the fence. Because everybody thinks in prison you get religion so you can get a break. Nobody will bother you. So if you're riding the fence, the administrations, they don't trust you. They think you're a phony. You're... unbelieving friends won't trust you anymore. And then your believing friends don't trust you because you're still trying to hang out over here. You really have to be all in or all out. It's their call. And I always tell them, now it's a race. Life is a marathon. Now you've got the baton because you've accepted Christ as your Savior. So you're on the team. You got a uniform. You got the playbook. But God can't put you in. You're still going to stay on the bench unless you learn to plays. And it starts with rebound. That's the most important play. You got to get that down. And then I remind them, as you run this race, your family's in the stands watching. Your children are in the stands watching. Your mother, your aunt, your girlfriend. How are you going to run the race? What example are you going to set for those in the stands? So it's up to you. I just try to encourage them. They got to get serious about this, because if they don't, I always tell them, I'll see you again at another facility. Either be a higher one or a lower one, but I'll see you again. And I really don't want to see your ugly mug again. So appreciate if you could get it right. And so far we've had 6 out of 440 inmates be released in the last 7 years go back, and that's it. 6. That's what Judge Sloan put right in his letter. The recidivism rate is small because we give them the tools to change the way they think. We're not emotional. I could tell them a lot of jokes and we could laugh, although Weldon would tell you I don't remember half the jokes and I mess them up. But that in itself is funny. I know a lot of jokes, but I mess them up. But I'm not there to do that. I'm there for 2 hours to give them truth. Are you interested or not? If you're not, there's a prison term, and I use it all the time. Kick rocks. And I don't have time for you. Any questions? Thank you, everybody. Thanks again, Joe and the congregation, for all your prayers and support. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Now, we have reached the point where we're going to adjourn this meeting. Yeah, I did. That's when you were asleep. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, and then when I get a second, we'll vote on it, and then Joe will do a closing prayer. I entertain a motion. Dave, second. Okay. All those in favor of adjournment? Opposed? Okay. Joe, could you close us in prayer?
Well, you missed going into depth on the sweat lodges. I want to hear more about that.
No, I can tell you about those.
That's a religious event?
Yes, it's for Native American Indians.
And they sweat.
And they put up a little tent thing for them, and they have a fireplace in it with wood, and they sit around in there and smoke. I'm convinced they're making hooch, but that's beside the point.
Well, they're feeling good about what they do.
You bet they do.
I want to close by saying how much I appreciate the fact that the grace of God has supported all three of these ministries. And all three of the ministries are able to do what they do and to do it with the funds that are created by grace giving. And we don't owe anybody any money. And not many churches can say that or organizations. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this meeting that has demonstrated your matchless grace in three nonprofits. We thank you for your matchless grace to each and every one of them. We pray your guidance as we move forward in the year 2020, and we therefore stand fast with your immutable word, willing to let anyone who has an ear grow in grace. We lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. And you're dismissed.
Thank you, John.
Good job.